Welcome to Shotgun Story, the podcast that has conversations with indie creators about music, meaning, and the point of it all, so that you may be inspired by the journeys of other artists who are doing it for themselves, and maybe gain a little more understanding as to why it matters quite so much that you keep creating. Lenise van der Merwe is the marketing manager of Gallagher Convention Center and the assistant project director for Music X, which is why she's in studio with us today. Hi, Lenise.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming all the way here.
Of course.
Let's start there at Music X. What is it?
It is a festival, an immersive 3-day event that's an absolute celebration of South African music. The entire event is designed to take you through this whole journey of the music creation, music enjoyment. How do I upskill myself? And it's for everybody. It's for musos and just for people like me who love being a part of it, who love enjoying the music.
Amazing. So I'm going to ask you all kinds of questions about the expo itself now.
Cool.
But I want to first start at that celebration of South African music. You are South African.
Yes.
You grew up in South Africa.
Absolutely.
What is your experience of music making as a South African within your community environment?
Okay, so firstly, I have to come clean. I have no background in music. I do not play a note. I absolutely love music. When we started with this conversation, it was very important for me that South Africans, we're cross-genre, we're cross-demographic. We don't enjoy our music in little boxes anymore.
Yeah.
Everything from street performers to you take in an Afrikaans performer to the next moment you find someone you wouldn't expect it of enjoying deep house.
Yeah.
And that was important for us to get across with Music X, is that these South Africa and South African music is such an export product. And especially at this stage, with Amapiano. And the fact of the matter is, there's nothing in the market currently that celebrates everything that journey entails.
Interesting. So it's celebrating
absolutely
all the genres.
Yes, yes, absolutely. I mean, I don't know if you want me to tell you some of the lineup.
I definitely want you to.
So on the 26th, the 27th, and the 28th, we've got, and it's not grouped into genre per day, it's not grouped into language per day, it is an absolute cross-genre, cross-demographic mix. So the 26th, we've got a Battle of the Best competition. So we're putting the top eight finalists on the main stage. So in essence, these guys get to perform on the same stage as some of the biggest acts in South African music.
So I'm going to stop you. First, cool. When we're talking about 26, 27, 28, we're talking about July.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Battle of the Best.
So we wanted to give an opportunity, create an opportunity. And because we want this event to be an annual event, we wanted to start building on something that you could tie in again each year as you progress.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, oh, there's this thing everyone's familiar with, the Battle of the Best competition. We said, well, we're not doing it like that, because that's not how South Africans do it. We do everything slightly different and in our own way. So we went out and we said the Battle of the Best competition. We opened it to artists from all genres across South Africa. You just had to enter with original music.
Mm-hmm.
We have the most amazing partners on board for this competition. So David Gresham Records is giving a developmental record deal to the value of 150,000 rand to the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Twerk Music Technologies is giving studio equipment to the value of 100,000 rand to the winner. And Music X is giving 100,000 rand in cash to the winner. We have the top eight performing at Music X on the 26th till we switch over to, for instance, Franz von Koch, Spoegwolf, etc. The prize will be awarded on the 26th at that point, and it will be live judging. So our judges are, for instance, producers from YFM. David Gresham Records have representative. We've got professional South African acts, such as representatives from Prime Circle and Grime House, that is taking part in the judging process. So we're very excited about it. And the hope is that if this winner gets this opportunity to build a career, then it's someone we could next year feature as a lineup artist at the event. So it's all about creating opportunities.
That is very exciting. So you're going to kick off the 26th with a battle of the best, and you'll go on to other acts. Tell us the other acts.
Okay. So on the night of the 26th, we've got this hotspot. So it's Francia Funko, Corin Zoid, Spoeg Wolf, Kamu Mpela, Bobby Cooper, Young Stunner. So it's literally a lineup, and then we go over to DJs that's going to play till 2 a.m. So party. Then on the 27th, we've got again this lineup of Questa, Zakes Bontwini, we've got Casper Nieuwvest, Jesse Clegg. And the cool thing is, all of this is not just happening over one stage. We've got the main stage in Hall 2, and then we've got a smaller Insta-vibe type of stage that's our music lounge. And on there, you'll have acts, for instance, like Arnu Korstens, Zulani Mahoa, and the Feminine Force. Tamara Day is doing a jazz set. And then 28th, you could look forward to Matthew Mole, Jeremy Loops, Majosi. I mean, I get so excited because we've even got in our workshops, we've got Willem Buerta, that's an Afrikaans artist, but he also does makeup masterclasses, and we have a stage makeup masterclass by him on the Sunday. So there's so many things happening. And while we're talking about the workshops, one of our event champions is Yvonne Chaka Chaka.
Amazing.
Yvonne is doing two workshops. One, she's focusing on music rights and changes to it and how it's affecting artists currently. And then she's also touching on this reputation she's built and how she's done it and this amazing career she's had. And also during the workshops, we've got, for instance, Andrew Mitchley. He's doing a full session of questions and answers. We've got YFM DJs taking you through, if you want to get your music on radio, how do you go about it? We've got Sampra representatives leading workshops. We're so excited. We're even touching on the important role of building your career with the help of social media. And we've got social media experts leading conversations. Okay. So there's quite a bit happening, but it's all very exciting.
So that, I mean, that covers your festival side of it, for music makers as well as your audience. What about the music expo? What can people expect to see there?
Okay, so I like to say you arrive and you do everything in a little circle, because you take in an act, you go learn something at the workshop, and once you've upskilled, you can walk out onto the exhibition floor and whatever you need to continue on your journey or to apply what you've just learned. There's experts selling products that can help you and direct you into purchasing something like this, understanding what it costs, that type of thing. So it's a music exhibition and a music lifestyle exhibition. So for someone like me who just enjoys it, I might be able to pick up a set of headphones. That is more user-orientated than creator-orientated. So it's absolutely speaking to all these elements of this enjoyment journey.
Wonderful. So really this is aimed at everybody.
Yes.
Okay.
If you like a festival, if you enjoy music, if you're South African and you're proud of it, then you're supposed to be there the 26th to the 28th of July.
Amazing. And who is behind it?
So the event is owned by Gallagher Convention Centre. I like to say we're a very experienced team. I mean, the venue has been around for 31 years, but the core team that's decided to put this event together understand events. And Music X, it's an indoor music festival. So in wintertime, when you really don't feel like taking your camping chair to some kind of field and sitting festival vibes and freezing, The lucky thing here is it's an indoor music festival with fabulous infrastructure. So our take, for instance, on what you would have at a festival, a beverage tent, a beer tent, is we call it Festival Lane. So it's an entire road on the Gallagher property that's Bedouin tented, and we're going to have buskers performing in that area. So buskers are applying to perform at Music X, and then we're allowing a certain set of buskers to spend the day, get the exposure, and, I mean, be part of this mix of everything that's taking place.
Okay, very, very exciting. Now, what year is Music X in? Is this its first year, or have you done this before?
No, it's our very first year. So we've been planning it for about a year. This is our very first event, our first of many. Mm-hmm. We have a plan here, a long-term plan. We want to have an annual event. And then when we are all grown up and the event's all grown up, we want to move it to different provinces.
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So it's all about growth. It's all about opportunities, and you have to grow something like this. So the plan is here to cement it, to give it a solid foundation, and then to move to different provinces.
And radio partner?
So YFM is our media partner. We have truly enjoyed the perspective that our partners have brought to the table. So YFM as media partner, we've got Sampra on board as one of our event partners. Gautrain is our music lounge partner. As I said, David Gresham Records, Tuit Music Technologies. So it's been amazing, everyone's perspective and the input they've added to the value of this event.
Wonderful. And you yourself, who are you most excited to see?
I can't tell you that, but I am very childishly excited to be there the entire weekend.
Let's talk details. Okay, dates, times, ticket links. Tell us.
Okay, so you can purchase your tickets at Web Tickets, or you can go via musicx.co.za and just follow the link. The event, as I said, 26, 27, 28 July, it is full day events every day. So because there's so many elements, the event starts at 9. You can arrive, you can start taking in every aspect of the event. Friday night, Saturday night, we party till 2 a.m., Sunday, we're going to behave ourselves and go home around 8 p.m.
Now, who, not necessarily on this lineup, who is your favorite South African band or artist?
I'm going to kind of give my age away here, but I absolutely went through my teen years on Karen Zoid.
Mm-hmm.
So, favorite is harsh because I love too many artists to pick a favorite, but I think if you wake me in the middle of the night and you ask me to recite lyrics, I'll definitely be able to do that.
Amazing.
I love her.
And what were you listening to on your way here?
The radio,
because
one needs to be informed.
Uh-huh.
So I think the last thing that happened as I got out was news.
Okay. Sometimes you have to take a break from music anyway. Yeah, it's all really exciting, and I'm looking forward to this. I think that Johannesburg particularly needs an injection of life into the music scene. So this is going to be maybe that injection we need.
I absolutely hope so, because everyone we've spoken to, and we really went to find the experts, people that understand their industries. Mm. And these conversations we had was absolutely based on years a gap in the market. We need this. We need to create opportunities, because sometimes some of our artists are celebrated more on tours abroad than they are celebrated on tours locally.
100%.
And we have to fix that. We have to do better, because South Africa needs to celebrate what is ours. We have to be loyal to what's ours.
Mm, definitely 100%. So now, I mean, there's been so much talk at the moment about venues being SAMRO registered. We know that Gallagher is SAMRO registered.
Yes. It's a very important question you ask, because it's something we find often, because, I mean, in our general events, we have acts playing for booked events, these performers. And it's something that we've realized not many people know is a thing. And a lot of venues, whether it be on our scale or smaller venues, don't necessarily understand the importance of it. So it is something that's very, very important to us.
Totally. And I suppose for anyone listening who is not au fait with the conversation, essentially, an artist can only collect royalties if the venue they're playing at is SAMRO registered, which is why it matters so much.
Yes, absolutely. And with SAMRO and SAMPRA being involved in different ways in this event, we have our I's dotted and our T's crossed, but it is something that we're very behind the messaging behind that. People need to be in line with that.
Amazing. Amazing. So as a music maker or as a music listener, this is a really exciting event, and I think you should participate, and I think you should be there and show your support so that it happens from year to year to year to year and then around the country. So if you're in Joburg at the end of July, and in fact, maybe you should come to Joburg at the end of July for it, tell me that website again.
So 26 to 28 July 2024, web tickets, musicx.co.za. If you want to follow us on socials, it's at MusicXSA. We look forward to having you.
Hooray! We look forward to being there. Thank you for coming in, Lenise. If you are an independent artist whose passion for what you do can inspire or fuel others, get in touch. I'd love to chat. You can find me on shotguntory.com.
You've been listening to another production from Solid Gold Podcasts.